You know we're coming back. We wouldn't leave you like that. We still got lights to break. And songs to play and different ways of saying goodbye. But everybody's still good everywhere. Is it just an optical illusion, or is that Canadian flag bigger than the American flag? I like that flag right over there. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one, too. Plan this way, but speaking of flags. Oh, it's New Year's Eve up front. The front row thinks it's New Year's Eve. It ain't midnight yet. It just makes us feel old. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. The people I'd really like to celebrate is, I've been thinking a lot about them, and over the years we've been very fortunate as a group to have many, many close friends in the armed forces. There's some incredibly positive stories, and then there's a few hard ones in there too. And just one observation you can make after all these years, and when we first got together many years ago, there's been a few conflicts in our lifetime. And in the last 20-some years. But I think one thing that we can agree upon, and if we can agree upon it, then we have to do whatever we can to right the injustice, which is, it just sometimes feels like these people that sacrifice themselves, put themselves in harm's way, do incredible work and thoughtful work and morally intense, ethically, it's very intense work and commitment to make us feel safe at home and help other countries when their safety is threatened. And I just want to, just as a reminder, and we kind of know it, but sometimes you need to be reminded, it's not just the person or the soldier or the colonel, but it's their whole families. It's their whole commitment. The commitment to having your husband or your wife, your mom or your dad be away for long periods of time, really long periods of time, and be deployed multiple times. This is something that we don't fully grasp, and there's some of those folks here tonight, and I just we should give her the loudest applause of the whole evening. So I'd like to dedicate this one to a couple that are one of the most inspiring couples that I know. And what they've done for our country, for us, is it's difficult to even say how what the level is. It's beyond, and we're grateful. Boom, what do you say?